Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
We got number 80 again. We had to adjust the numbers with the signing of Logan Thomas. That bumped some of these players up. But we're up to number 80 again for Kamon Hall, who originally came in number 79. But we had to adjust because Raymond Johnson III, who we already did a show, who was ranked much, much later, was replaced on the roster. And so we always have to be kind of fluent with this. But at number 80 again, we get cornerback Kamon Hall coming in. Again, was voted 79 on the original rankings list with a composite score of 317 off the four separate rankings, 1 through 91. His highest number was 67, lowest 87. And you look at kind of what he brings, it's a lot of history and it's a lot of experience on teams. Not much game time experience. Stop me if you heard this before. The 49ers are changing the way they're building the back end of their roster. They used to do it with all undrafted free agents. Now it's a few select undrafted free agents, but it's a whole lot of guys that know how to be a pro, but maybe haven't gotten that chance in the games yet. So Kamon Hall, wearing jersey number 38. This year, the old demo number, 5'11", 190. He fits the mold, the prototype that the Niners like for DBs. As close to 200 pounds, 6 foot as you can get. Short arms, 29.5 inch. Don't like that. 26 years old. 4'5", 40. That's plus. 1'5", 8, 10 yard. That's plus. 7'1", 5'3", cone. Shaky a little bit. 10'3", broad. Great. 13 bench press reps. He's going into his fifth season. Man, this isn't a name that a lot of 49ers fans will be familiar with, but he's put together a decent career, traveling around practice squad to practice squad to practice squad. And one of those things that I'm just like, man, you've got to love what he's been able to accomplish. You really have. Now, he's from small town Calhoun City in northwest Mississippi. Super small town. He was given the key to the city. It had a command hall day and all that stuff, which is so cool. And, you know, props to him. You come out of a small town like this, and he goes back every year, throws football camps. He's really, really big there, and I love it. Was a zero-star recruit and got one college offer to Itawamba Community College. This dude clawed his way into where he is now. No doubt about it. And, you know, he was asked, we found an old interview, and again, I got to give credit to Josh, Oscar, and Dave, the executive producers of this series. And listen to this quote. He was asked, what was the toughest obstacle he's ever overcome? He said, quote, not being highly recruited and only having one offer out of high school. I overcame this adversity by working hard, having dedication, determination, discipline, like the alliteration there, on and off the field, continuing to prove people wrong and excelling at every level. End quote. Ah, I freaking love that, man. It's again, you get to the back end of these stories and you're just like, yeah. I mean, this guy's been on five teams, 5 years, one college offer, went to, again, Itawamba Community College, then transferred to University of North Texas, the Mean Green, and just has fought, just continued to fight his way and scrap his way into the NFL. Love it. He was first team all-conference in 2018, Conference USA, a member of the team's leadership council that they had at UNT. You love that. Again, given the key to city to Calhoun City, which is really, really cool. Talked about the football camp. But now if we look at kind of what he's done in the NFL, it's all been on special teams, which, all right, now I'm liking this. 334 special team snaps in the NFL in his career, only 21 defensive snaps. Like, that's what he's going to be. Now, let's go through his NFL trajectory. He was signed as an undrafted free agent in 2019 by the Chargers. And, you know, you look at, that's Gus Bradley. Runs a very similar scheme that the 49ers run. Then he goes to the Minnesota Vikings in 2020. Gary Kubiak, Clint Kubiak, now they're with us. Catches on for the Saints for a little while, Dallas for a little while, then back-to-back years with the Chargers again, but a new regime. Guess who the head coach was? Brandon Staley, who's now with the Niners. So this is another one of those kind of new Brandon Staley. I've got experience. Trust me, he fits. This is a guy you want around. Go, Leonard Floyd's the prominent one that everybody wants to talk about. But then you look at Kamon Hall. You know, is he going to make the roster? Probably not. But he's somebody that this coaching staff has a lot of ties to, with the Kubiak brothers, Gus Bradley, Brandon Staley. There's a lot of overlap there. And so you're getting somebody on the back end of your roster in Kamon Hall that knows how to do this. It has experience doing this, just not in the games. But he's been through the training camps, the mini camps, all the preseasons. He's somebody that's going to fit in. You don't have to worry about teaching him how to walk. He already knows. So I'm curious to see if this approach is going to stick, but I kind of like it. Ain't going to lie. He's playing 18 games in his career, and if you look at his career earnings, $1.3 million. Kamon Hall, I salute you, my friend. Respect. Now, let's look at the cornerback depth chart. What is he going to have to overcome to make this roster? It's pretty rough. The 49ers are pretty loaded at cornerback. I don't know the last time we could say that. It's steadily improved over the last 3 to 4 years, but now you have an unreal amount of depth. That's what's crazy. Usually the 49ers keep 5 to 6 corners on their 53-man roster, at least their initial one, right? So let's go through them. Here are the locks. And man, I could have put 5 or 6 locks, to be honest with you. Charvarius Ward, lock. Diamador Lenore, lock. Renardo Green, lock. Isaac Yiadom, lock. You look at that contract. I mean, that they don't mind if he starts. That's 4 locks. Could have added more. Daryl Luter Jr., I put on the next level. Rock Ya-Sin, put on the next level. Ambry Thomas, put on the next level. Chase Lucas, put on that next level. And then there's a whole nother tier below that with Samuel Womack. Again, healthy scratch all through the playoffs. Cost him in the Super Bowl with the fumbled punt off the foot of the rookie Daryl Luter Jr. And Kamon Hall, he's going to have to beat a lot of dudes. And I don't know. I struggle finding a way for him to even make the practice squad because you've just got all these stinking names. Now, let's say Rock Ya-Sin and Ambry Thomas don't make the 53 but get picked up elsewhere, which probably will take place. Well, okay, that vault, that kind of vaults Kamon Hall up to a possible practice squad in October, November if an injury happens or something along those lines. So I like that he's being brought into the locker room and kind of everything that they got going on. But I'm just being honest, I struggle with how this is going to make the roster. But for number 80, part 2, we got Kamon Hall. His story's awesome, easy to root for, and I'm glad that he brings experience to the back end of this cornerback class, but not a lot of playing time. But I do like the way that they're building now. I really, really do. Excited to see what's going for us. We're just going to keep counting them down.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sometimes this job is really great. You know, it's funny. We're up to number 79, and wide receiver Tay Martin comes in at number 79. He's the first player on our countdown for this year that's been on the roster in the past years. In 2023, he came in at number 69. Nice. 2022, he came in at 68. Now he's coming at 79. So he's kind of fallen back a little bit. A lot of that has to do with the draft. The 49ers kept all their wide receivers for the most part and added two high draft picks, a first and a fourth rounder. It's the depth chart. It's nothing Tay Martin did to fall 10 spots on this list, but that's just the way it goes. However, there were, you know, when they were doing reserve contracts and all this stuff, when I saw Tay Martin got signed, a big old smile popped on these rosy red cheeks' face. I love this dude. I love him. He's incredible. We shared his story. You know, this is the third time that we've done research on him, and it's incredible. Football, it's a wonderful sport where you get to learn these people. And if this countdown does nothing else than share stories like Tay Martin, then we've done our job, because this guy is incredible. It's amazing what he's overcome. It's amazing what he's been through. And not that it's good things. He hasn't been through good things. But the fact that he's still out there competing and trying to make his dream come alive, and like, it's like one of those things. Like, can you buy a jersey of a practice squad player? Because if you could, I'm wearing Tay Martin every damn day of the week, because he's incredible. Now, we look at the scores. His highest rank was 76. His lowest was 82. And the depth chart's the reason why. Nothing to do with Tay. It's just there's a lot of talented guys ahead of him. I got to say thank you to Zach. He front ran this episode. Also, Josh and Oscar, they are the best. Dave. So anyway, let's go through this. His full name is Devontavian Martin. Love that. Wears jersey number 86, 6'3", 185. We ain't got a lot of him. Kendrick Bourne clone type build, 32-inch arms. He's 25 years old, ran a 4.58, 7-second three cone. That's pretty good. 36-inch vert. That's good. Undrafted free agent entering his third season with the Niners all three seasons. Now, he is from South Louisiana. Went to Ellender Memorial High School, which is south of New Orleans, if you can figure that out. Bayou. it's Bayou down there. And it's actually pretty close to where Elijah Mitchell came from, Erath County. So you're south Louisiana. Was a university studies major that bounced around and kind of went through it. And so, you know, was going to go to Tulane to play basketball. This is the type of athlete he is. He was going to play basketball and football at Tulane. Changed to go to Washington State with the great Mike Leach, one of my favorite coaches of all time, Mike Leach. Man, rest in peace, brother. Again, just talking about like loss. Let's go through it. Now, I do have to say this also. Whenever he was there at Washington State, he plays with now rookie Jarrett Kingston. They were on the same team. So it just kind of how this, the ebbs and flows of these things. Now, all right, let's talk just about his life and kind of the things that he's been through and the trauma he's had to overcome. Found his mother dead of a heart attack in high school, and he shared his story. You know, his mom would always wake him up every single morning, and one day she didn't wake him up. He wakes up on his own, goes out, finds his mom already deceased. That's hard in and of itself. And so his father is in prison from a hit-and-run accident. That's very difficult. Dude raised his two sisters and little brother. Like, he was the dad of the house and had to be from a young age. That's not easy. You know, he said, quote, "I made the commitment to be there for my sisters and do all I could, the best I could, because I believed in the end it could be a big, happy story." He's like, "I believe my life is a movie. I really do," end quote. Now, he chooses to go to Washington State because he thinks it's what's best for him in the football future and all those things. I think that was the right choice instead of going to Tulane. The problem is, whenever he goes there, his close friend and quarterback, Tyler Hilinski, commits suicide. First year that he's there. Then after that, his other best friend overdoses on fentanyl. And Bryce Beekman. Dealing with both those on top of what he's already been through is unreal. Then COVID happens, and they cancel the Pac-12 season. So the one thing that this guy had going for him was football, and now he doesn't even have that. His closest friends passed away for horrible reasons. And so then he decides, you know, whenever that happened, he had to be close to family. So then he transfers back down to the South, Oklahoma State. That's where he goes. Be closer to family, all those different things. And the Big 12, they didn't handle COVID like the Pac-12 did. So for him, and he goes down there and just balls out. And, you know, he goes on to say, quote, "Every time I get on the field, I talk to my mom, I talk to Tyler, I talk to Bryce." Those are his teammates who passed away. "Just praying for them to be with me, and I've got them. I won't let them down." So whenever he gets there, dude goes off. Became the 10th player in school history to record a 1,000-yard season. You know, they run the ball a lot up there. He had 238 catches, 8 100-yard receiving games between his time at Washington State and Oklahoma State. Those numbers rank number 3 all-time for touchdowns, number 4 for catches, number 14 for receiving yards, 24 for 100-yard games, all active NCAA during that time. Like, he put up some numbers. He already has a daughter. Her name is Rain Christine Martin. She was born in 2019. Way to go, Pops. And just, you know, was able to kind of catapult that into who he is. And again, as somebody who's seen this dude at training camps, at preseasons, he plays with joy. And if you look at the thumbnail of this video, if you're listening audio-wise, you probably can't see it, but you can look it up on YouTube if you wanted to. Just type in Countdown Tay Martin. It'd be the first one that pulls up. Like, the dude just smiles and plays that way. And whenever you go through all this stuff, it makes sense. Because people that have experienced a lot of trauma, what sadly I know about, it makes things like football a joyous occasion. It's just what it is. So he signs on with the 49ers, and he just recently signed a $795,000 deal. But again, if you don't make the roster, you don't get all that. You look at his career earnings on 3 years of the practice squad with the 49ers. He got activated for one game. $561,000 is what he's made. So $500,000. So not bad. Definitely not bad. Played in one game in 2023. Didn't really do much. He got 3 offensive snaps at the end of the game in week 17 and 4 special team snaps. This was a little bit of a reward. Bumps his pay way up because he gets a full game check instead of a practice squad check. And that's huge. You look at the preseason, he had 5 catches of 38 yards on 8 targets. And you know, now we look at kind of best case scenario, practice squad's what you're hoping for, but man, they added so much wide receiver depth. It's crazy. Last year you had stud starting wide receivers and then a gaping hole, behind them. Now you are stacked. The 49ers usually keep 5 to 6, right? So you got locks. Ayuk, he's a lock. Debo, he's a lock. Jennings just signed to extension. He's a lock. You drafted first rounder Ricky Pearsall, lock. And now Jacob Cowan in the 4th round, lock. That's 5. You usually keep 5 to 6. That means there is one spot left for Danny Gray, Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley, Trent Taylor, Tay Martin, Tariq Owens. Yikes. That is a stout, stout wide receiver room. On a team that throws the ball less than every other team in the NFL. So I love Tay Martin. And, you know, I hope he finds a place to catch on. Or maybe we trade a guy or two on the back end of the roster. I don't know. I hope he sticks around on this team because he's just awesome, special teams-wise, plays tough. He fits everything that the Niners like. You watch Tay Martin's special teams drills at training camp, and you see, like, that dude is going 100 miles an hour, laying out blocks. I mean, he is physical, 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 and you can tell he's scrappy. He's scrapping for a job, for a career. I hope he can find a way to stay. He's number 79 on our list. And again, you know, if you don't draft, you know, Pearsall and Cowing, I'm putting this dude up, you know, probably 50s, 60s. But this is where he lands. Amazing story, amazing human. Tay Martin, 49ers Rush, the biggest fans you got out there, I promise you, man. And hopefully you surprise, and man, we can see some great things coming forward. But he's got a lot to overcome. But he's done it time and time again in his life, on and off the field. So hopefully we get to see it again. For us, we'll just keep counting them down.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're an O-line enthusiast, this next guy, Brandon Parker, is probably the most traditional offensive tackle, the way he's built, the way he plays, that the 49ers have on their roster. Not named Trent Williams, of course. And Brandon Parker, he comes in number 78 on our 49ers roster countdown for 2024. And he's a seasoned vet, been with the Raiders for a very long time, going into his sixth year. So you've got a lot of experience, played some right, mostly right, some left tackle, a little bit of tight end, is that kind of fifth blocker and all that kind of stuff. But this dude is a behemoth, 6'8", 320, 35-inch arms. He is your prototypical tackle in the NFL with the way that he's built. He's 28 years old, ran a 5.4 40, so he's definitely on the lower end as far as mobility goes. And we've seen the Niners target these linemen that are tweeners, Colton McKivitz, you know, Dominique Puny, all like these guys that can kind of do a lot of different positions with versatility and whatever else, but they all move well. Well, Brandon Parker, much more traditional based, big man, long length. That's what he is. He's wearing jersey number 75 for the 49ers, and I'm excited to see what he can do because, again, we don't really have a guy like him. Trent Williams, anomaly, I understand that. But when we get into the offensive tackle depth chart, Brandon Parker stands out considerably. Now, I do have to give a huge shout-out to the executive producers of this entire series, Zach, Oscar, Dave, and Josh, the best of the best. Now, when we ranked 1 through 91, Brandon Parker, his lowest ranking was 67. His highest ranking was 89. So there's a big variance. And again, you start doing research on him, I understand why. Is he a 49ers fit at tackle? Probably not. Is he an NFL pedigree, height, weight, you know, length guy? Yes. And I think for a lot of teams, Brandon Parker would be higher up on the list than what we got here at number 78. Now, this is a high draft pick and probably one of the highest draft picks we've had so far in the countdown this year. And so we have combine information. This is a third round draft pick. And whenever you plug in all the measurables at mockdraftable.com, you get some elite comps. His closest percentage comparable is Paris Johnson Jr., who went in the first round to the Arizona Cardinals just a year ago. Blake Fisher out of Notre Dame, he's a 78% match with. So you get a lot more of these prototypical offensive tackle comparisons when you look at the height, the length, the weight, and all those things. Now, he's entering into his seventh season. He was with the Raiders for 6 years. Grew up in North Carolina. Went to A.L. Brown High School. Eventually went to North Carolina A&T and finished with an electrical engineering degree. So that's what's up. He's going to make some money afterwards. But you dig into his past, and athleticism and pedigree jump off the page, okay? Currently married to Dominique Green, which is awesome. His mother was a prep basketball star at Carver High School. She played for North Carolina, the Tar Heels. Yeah, that's incredible. His sister, Parker, she played at North Carolina A&T as well, and she was a first-team All-American and a second-team All-American in back-to-back years. Dad, Curtis, played on the offensive line for North Carolina, the football team, in the early 90s, and now he's a high school coach. So coach's kid, athletes peppered throughout his family. Those are all huge positives. Now, let's look at a little bit more what Brandon Parker was able to accomplish. He was the MEAC Offensive Lineman of the Year, first team All-Conference back in 2015. This is an older player that's been around for a while. Now, why was he drafted in the third round with this, you know, height, weight, all that stuff? He didn't play a lot. Had a lot of injuries in college. Only played over 50% of offensive snaps in college twice. That's it, out of his entire college career. So that was a huge issue. Now, you start looking at PFF grades, what he's accomplished in his time playing and all that stuff. Not great. He has not had a very beneficial or positive PFF grade at all at any point in his career. Just last year, 57.4 overall, 58 pass blocking, 57 run blocking. Not good. Really, really not good. But whenever he came out of the league, he was the very first pick in the 2018 draft in the third round. He went 65th overall. You know what's crazy? Five picks later, Fred Warner was drafted. This dude was drafted before Fred Warner. And if we're just looking at the offensive tackle position, Brandon Parker went about 18 picks ahead of four-time Pro Bowler Orlando Brown at the exact same position. So the pedigree is there. The ceiling is there. You know, is he going to be able to max out his potential now, his seventh year in the league? Probably not. But you're getting a lot more experience and length that he can rely on. And he's got a ridiculous amount of playing. I mean, he's played over 2,000 snaps in the NFL throughout his career. In fact, 2,290 career offensive snaps, 246 special team snaps. Now, digging through his stat sheets, not fun. I'm just going to be honest with you. 26 career penalties. That's pretty bad. It's really bad. 23 sacks allowed, 22 quarterback hits allowed. Bad, bad, bad. But his pass blocking efficiency rating for PFF, 94.6. Not great, but not bad either. It's a little below average. And he's played a lot of places as far as left tackle, right tackle, and tight end, but almost all right tackle snaps. 2,137 career right tackle snaps, 122 career left tackle snaps for Brandon Parker, and 31 tight end snaps where he's just extra blocker, you know, kind of goal line settings and short yardage, whatever. Now, his career is pretty easy following around. He was just with the Raiders. 2018 to 2023, that's just what he did. Now, he missed all of 22 with a triceps injury. And missed most of last year with an undisclosed injury. Don't know what that is. Couldn't find it. If you could, more power to you. The Niners brought him in and signed him on a one-year, $1 million deal. Zero guaranteed. That tells you kind of where he fits. But they did give him a $25,000 workout bonus, so that's huge. You look at the career earnings for Brandon Parker, and he's made $8.9 million in his career from the Raiders. Shout out to him. 33 career starts under his belt with 59 games played in. The experience is there. The ceiling of his play, not so fast. Now, look at the offensive tackle depth chart. You usually keep 3 to 4, and this dude is a tackle only. Most 49ers offensive linemen can play multiple spots. This dude's tackle only. You might even say right tackle only. The locks, Trent Williams, Colton McKivitz. That's it as far as the locks. Then there is a logjam. Jalen Moore's been able to hold that kind of swing tackle spot. Chris Hubbard, you brought in, you paid a lot of money to. He's got guarantees. He's got right tackle and left tackle experience. He's got to be that next level, him and Jalen Moore. And then you got three guys at the back end of this. Brandon Parker, Sebastian Gutierrez, and Isaac Alarcon, who's your international player pathway exemption. That's why it's a 91 roster countdown instead of 90. Can Brandon Parker beat out Sebastian, Isaac, Chris Hubbard, and get that fourth tackle spot? Hang around on the practice squad, maybe get elevated a couple times. It's what he did last year for the Raiders. It's a possibility. but I'm not sure it's a great scheme fit. Glad to have the experience. I think that's going to be huge, but I'm not sure the ceiling play is going to be where you want it to be. I will say this about the offensive tackle class that the 49ers have currently. Way more experience than it used to be. With Colton McKivitz getting another year starting, Jalen Moore getting some spot duty, Chris Hubbard, ridiculous experience, Brandon Parker, ridiculous experience. You've got a lot more baseline tackle play instead of kicking somebody like a Tom Compton over who's used to playing guard, things like that we've seen in the past. So Brandon Parker, like to have him. We'll see if he can kind of step up and elevate his play and earn it. No guarantees, no dollar guarantees. He's going to have to prove it on the field. Hope the best for him. Brandon Parker, glad you're part of the Niners. And for us, we'll just keep counting down.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save